God wet this morning, so it's a great day to be in the church. We have a lot of things to be thankful for today, and prayers to be lifted up, so I think we're all in the right place this morning, right? Amen, amen. Just a couple of quick announcements this morning. Don't forget to fill out your connect cards and your bulletins there and drop them in the offering plate. If you're visiting in our church or new to our congregation, we invite you to do that. And include your email address, and we can put you on our email blast for prayer requests and things going on in the life of your church. So be sure and do that this morning and drop that. We also use that to record your attendance with us so we can keep track of that as well. A reminder, we're starting our third quarter. Can you believe we're going into the third quarter of the year? Where's the year gone? But our mission jar focus is school supplies. Before you know it, school's going to be starting, so we're happy to... The mission jar on the back table there, you can bring in school supplies as well and place them on the table. If you can place your cash in there as well, and we will purchase those items for our local schools as well. A reminder, we're having leadership council this week at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And we're coming to take care of the business of the church. So if you're on council, be reminded that we have our meeting. No meeting?
It's not on here.
Not this one.
Sorry.
I left the meeting early last month, and they do all kinds of things when I leave the meeting. Have I been nominated for any special jobs while I was out there? You might want to tell me before I'm actually expected to do them, if that's the thing. They'll tell me later. I hate that. I want to be told later. I need to know ahead of time. Okay, if you're on leadership council, enjoy your month off. We do still have a lot of things going on in the life of the church, and look around the church and see the new things that are happening, and we're adding some things and doing some upgrades this summer. While a lot of people are away and school is closed, we're going to be doing some things to get us brought up to date a little more. So look for those things around the church as you're wandering around. Well, I guess with that, we'll get ready for worship. You ready to worship today? Amen, amen. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you.
You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is the rock eternal. Will you pray with me? Welcomer of weary travelers, we have carried our burdens long and yearn to lay them down. Give us your rest and your peace, even as we take your yoke upon us. For your yoke is easy and your burden light. Amen.
Ephesians 2:8. By grace you have been saved through faith, and it is a gift of God. And return your eyes upon Jesus. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10.
going to have Kat carry this piece of paper, because she's delicate. Destiny is going to carry that basket. Devin, you're going to carry this. Come here, Cody. You're going to carry this. Because what I want you to do is hold these things for 4 hours. For 4 hours, okay? Oh, man. So Cody's already given out. Okay, see, you've got a partner. So that's how you help one another to save your baby.
Thank you,
okay, so 4 hours if we want you to hold that. See, you guys are doing okay, right? You're doing all right. You can hold yours for 4 hours. But what are you holding, Kat? Look, what's on the paper?
It's the VBS.
She's got the information for Vacation Bible School on that piece of paper. Do you believe that you have the hardest job here holding that piece of paper? Because I want you to go out and bring kids in for VBS if you're holding that paper. Uh-huh. So all of a sudden, what you thought was so easy to carry, now there's something that goes along with that piece of paper. Now it's not so easy, is it? You need some help with that, don't you? Cody, uh-oh, she's moving away. Okay, so if you have something you think is light that you need help with, it, you still need people to come alongside you to help with that, right? What happened? Did I shut myself off? Okay. So Destiny thinks she has a little wicker basket, which is easy. And Devin's got a bucket of rocks. So let me see your basket. It's not quite so light anymore, is it? It's pretty light. You could probably hold that basket up for 4 hours. Could you hold it above your head for 4 hours? Probably. No, she couldn't. She's just trying to be tough. If there was nothing in your basket, you could probably hold it pretty easily. But now you've got a bunch of rocks in there, so now it's a little tougher, right? Are you getting hurt?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I don't want you to get hurt.
Yes.
Are you sure? Don't get hurt now. All right. Your legs got it. See, okay. So he's learning how to hold that heavy water. So what my point is, what is the point of all this? Sometimes what you think is a light load can turn out to be a pretty heavy load, can't it? And what starts out as a light load, a little empty basket, and you put all those rocks in there, now all of a sudden it's not quite so easy to handle, right? Now who in this situation came out, do you think, the winner?
Me.
You. I love you, Cody. Hey, you're old. Look at Devin. He's just sitting there with nothing to hold. He has nothing to hold, does he? Do you think he's got the least amount of problems of anybody? I bet he's just got just as much stuff going on in his life as everyone else, doesn't he? So sometimes we think we're just sitting there with nothing and we got all kinds of stuff that people can't see. And then poor Cody over there, he's going to have a double hernia if he keeps wrestling. Okay, let's set it down on the floor, okay? You know what you can do with it? Put it underneath the cart, because that's actually for Vacation Bible School. We can let the cart hold it for us. Now you know how I feel when I have to carry 3 or 4 of those in the office once a week, son. People sure drink a lot of water around here.
I can carry ice.
You can carry ice easier? Is water easier to carry when it's ice? Why? Not fine. No. No. If you froze all of that, would it make it lighter?
Yeah.
And that doesn't make sense, does it?
Like,
excuse me. Okay, I've been up here for like 14 minutes already. And I haven't one time told you anything about God, have I? But so far, we've been relying on our own strength, haven't we? I think we need some God in our lives, don't you? If we got God in our lives and Jesus walking beside us, all of these life burdens get a lot lighter, don't they? And make things a lot easier to handle. So we went through all of that to finally say, we need Jesus, don't we? It's good to have friends to help us carry our loads and to do our work for us. But it's good to have Jesus there more than anything, right? Let's have a prayer. Gracious God, thank you for these precious young people, Father. Their joy and their smiles are just beyond imagine. And Father, we're just grateful that they're here with us today. Father, we ask your blessing upon us as we carry our heavy loads, that we stop and ask for help along the way. And that help, more than ever, needs to come from Jesus. We pray in his holy name. And we all said what? Amen. Amen. All right. Can I have my rocks back? Thank you. Oh, now she's crying. Okay, guys, you're going to Sunday school?
No.
You got to keep that and go out. You bring 45 children, by the way.
45? Our kids.
Did you all get my message there? That's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with this one because you know what? We all have to live by these rules. We all live by these same rules. We're all carrying stuff today. It's easier when Jesus is with us than other people. That was good. I like that. Good stuff. We're celebrating and praising him today. And also, now's the time we get to bring some of our burdens and place them at the foot of the cross. We have quite a list once again today, but we're celebrating just the way God is working in all of our lives. So, here are these folks today that we're lifting up. Miss Dorothy Leone, I spoke with her daughter Gail. They're coming for Dorothy's 96th birthday on the 13th. So we're celebrating and praising Miss Dorothy and Gail and some of her family is going to be coming and I'm going to get to take Holy Communion and pray for them on the 13th. So remember her on the 13th and just what a blessing it is for Miss Dorothy Leone. We heard this week on Monday, Adele DeVries, that's Barbara Russell's sister, passed away. And Barbara will be going up on Tuesday. Robin's leaving today after the church. We're going to bring her forward here in a minute to lay hands on her and pray for her. So be prepared for that if you'd like to come up and be a part of that. But we're remembering Adele today. We've had her on the prayer list for a while now. And she's gone home to be with the Lord. Donna Harris, I guess it's been 2 weeks ago now, had hip replacement surgery. She is home. I texted with her last night. They found out she has a fractured bone in her hip. That is very, very painful. The pain hasn't subsided since surgery. She went in on Thursday, I believe it was, for MRI, and they found out the bone is actually fractured now. So that's a setback for her, at least a month, with no weight bearing for a month. So that's going to be quite complicated as well. So keep Donna in your prayers. Sally Chanel as well, she's still getting some opinions on how to proceed with her treatment and her diagnosis of breast cancer as well. Now, Alex, you are having knee surgery on the 11th, right?
Correct.
Okay, I've been saying every day in July until now we finally have it right. So this week, Alex will be going in for knee surgery. So be sure to keep Alex lifted up as well. John Ben, we continue to pray for him. He's progressing, I guess, and living better as well. Bobby Branson, my nephew, as well. He was the one who was mugged and beat up a couple of weeks ago. He's still struggling, and I'm just praying for him to make better life choices as well. Karen Snyder, we're proclaiming a miraculous healing on Karen's behalf. Her PET scan is on the 14th, and she's going to get some results back with the new chemotherapy she's been on. So, Karen, we're going to pray for healing. We're going to pray for God to work His miracles in that situation. So, we've been praying with Karen through this for months now, years, I guess, but we've been through so much. So, we're going to continue to lift Karen up for just good news from this next PET scan as well. Kathy Chandler for biopsy, good biopsy results for her as well. Test results. Of course, we continue to lift up Robin. She's leaving today, like I said, for New Jersey and testing, I guess, the first couple of days this week. And then the service for Adele will be on Wednesday. You both will be there for that. So after we have our general prayer, I'm going to have Robin come forward and we're going to lay hands on her as well. I know there's many things this morning. We come heavy laden from our concerns of the world. Just know that God is listening, that we can put these things before our Savior and know that He's listening to us this morning. So if you would, let's bow our heads and pray. Gracious and loving God, what an awesome day You've given us, Father. I praise You for the smiles on these young people's faces this morning. Father, they are such precious, precious people. And Father, I'm so grateful that You placed them here at this place at this time. Father, You've heard our prayer request this morning. We have praises where healing has taken place, where we visibly have seen it, where relationships have been mended, where finances have been secured, where You have shown up in our lives. But Father, as You've heard the list, there are many, many, many this morning that are still searching out the miracle. Still searching out the evidence of God at work in their lives. Father, my prayer today is that You would be made evident in each one of these situations. And the ones that have gone unspoken this morning, the ones that we have lived deep inside of our hearts, our souls, for loved ones, for family members that we see as lost. But Father, they are never lost because You are watching over them. My prayer is that they would recognize God in their midst. So, Father, today as we celebrate life and remember those that have gained new life in You, Father, we remember that You are a God that seeks us, pursues us, that claims us as Your own. So, Father, today I pray for each one of us and the burdens we carry, and for our praises and joys that we lift up to You, Lord, let us not forget to do that as well. Father, we love You. We know that You walk this journey called life with us. Let us open our eyes and be witnesses to it and not hidden from its glory. So, Father, today we've gathered in Your name. We praise and sing Your songs. We sing songs of thanksgiving. Father, today we are Yours, and for that we are grateful. So let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught His disciples. Our Father, our heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come. Thank you. Lord, and join us for this laying on of hands and healing of your body. God, we come here as a people of faith, as your children, knowing that as Robin boards the airplane today, Lord, she is going to give life to her sister. Father, we pray for both Robin and Anne today. Father, we pray that this liver that Robin is willingly giving up for her sister will bring new life into this family. Father, we celebrate the death and resurrection of Adele today, but we remember the new life that Robin is willingly giving of herself for her sister. So, Father, I pray an anointing upon this family, for Michael, for her husband Mike. Father, that he would feel your comfort too at this time of uncertainty. But, Father, we know that we trust you and know that you have placed upon Robin's heart this life-giving gift. And that without doubt, Lord, I know she's nervous to anyone with you. But Father, today, we recognize the Holy Spirit at work in the lives of both Robin and Anne. So Father, we pray today that as she boards this plane, that all the tests would go smoothly, that everything would be in place. And for the servant that Robin is, she's coming back to do vacation Bible school with us before this surgery. She's always putting others before herself. And in this case, it's no different. So, Father, I pray an anointing and a blessing upon her and Anna as well, as Robin is giving a part of herself to let life be re-nourished and regenerated within her sister Anna. So, Father, bless her. Let her go now with a sense of peace, a sense of harmony with just the things of the world, and everything will take care of itself. Her beautiful children, and this new grandchild coming in, a sign of a new life and a new world. So, Father, we trust you. We know that you hold them. We know that life will be sustained through you. So, Father, bless them as they leave this place. We pray in the precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
guide us in how to serve our community the best. Father, we love you. Receive our offering and place the blessing upon it. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
The choir would like you to remain standing and join us in our summertime hymn.
But now I'm not the one doing it anymore. Instead, it's sin that lives in me. I know that good doesn't live in me, that is, in my body. The desire to do good is inside of me, but I can't do it. I don't do the good that I want to do, but I do the evil that I don't want to do. But if I do the very thing that I don't want to do, then I'm not the one doing it anymore. Instead, it is sin that lives in me that is doing it. So I find that, as a rule, when I want to do what is good, evil is right there with me. I gladly agree with the law on the inside, but I see a different law at work in my body. It wages a war against the law of my mind and takes me prisoner with the law of sin that is in my body. I'm a miserable human being. Who will deliver me from this dead corpse? Thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I'm a slave to God's law in my mind, but I'm a slave to sin's law in my body. Let's pray. Precious God, these powerful words this morning convict each one of us. Father, today I pray that we could break the bond of sin and that we could live for you. Father, add a blessing to the reading of this word. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen. You may have a seat. Is it safe to say we all stand on the common ground of sin? Anyone come here this morning as a perfect person? This is where I want no hands to be raised. How many of you have made mistakes? Now all hands should go up. We got a coaching and everything. This is when your hand goes up. If you're perfect, your hand goes down. Do you feel like you make the most of your mistakes? Do you use mistakes the way God would like you to use them? We have many opportunities to mess up in life, don't we? Make every turn. Everywhere I go is an opportunity to mess up. Sometimes I do. Do you feel angst in Paul's words this morning? He knows he does the things he shouldn't. And the things he shouldn't look so pleasing and promising. Why is that? This whole doing good thing shouldn't be easier. But it's a rough, rough go. I found some mistakes that big companies have made, and I want to relay some of them on to you today. This is a long time back because the Chevy Nova is a car model from many years back. But when General Motors tried to introduce the Chevy Nova into South America, they neglected to notice that the Spanish word for Nova means no go. The car didn't sell well. The National Dairy Association, remember their ad campaign, Got Milk? Question mark? Well, they took that slogan to Mexico, and in the Spanish translation it read, "Are you lactating?" Oh my. They should have thought that through a little more. When Coca-Cola introduced its product to China, they tried to find a phonetic equivalent in the Chinese language. And it resulted in a drink called Bite the Wax Tadpole. Pepsi didn't do much better. Remember their slogan? Come alive with the Pepsi generation? In Chinese, the best they could do with that Pepsi brings your ancestors back from the grave. Now I know Pepsi did not sell enough in China with that slogan. The point is, we all make mistakes, but we're in good company, aren't we? Look at the person next to you. Believe it or not, they've made a few mistakes in their time. And they're looking back at you thinking, wow, you've made a few mistakes in your time. But it's when we deny our mistakes that troubles begin. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, if you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall. That was sort of my message with the kids here today. They felt strong. Cody could hold that case of water for a long time. But it was a lot easier when he had someone helping him. When we think we're doing everything right, we stop being cautious and we start making mistakes. Do you ever notice that? When things are going well, I like to puff out my chest and say, boy, I'm doing pretty well today. I got this in control. But how many of us, at the first sign of trouble, say, God, why have you forsaken me? In Psalm 30, David says, when I was prosperous, I said, nothing can stop me now. When things were going great, I thought I had it made. Nothing can touch me. I will never be moved. That was verse 6. But the next verse says, David admits the real truth. Your favor, O Lord, made me secure as a mountain. Then you turned away from me, and I was shattered. Folks, we stand or fall by the grace of God. Amen? Perfect music today. The grace of God is all that will save us. You know, Peter made many examples for us, set many examples as a person that wanted to do right, but just always seemed to mess up, didn't he? You know the story very well. They were around the table that night, and Jesus was about to be betrayed. And Jesus was telling him, tomorrow will be my day of doom. What was Peter's response? No way. That'll never happen. God will save you. I'll save you. I'll be there with you. I'll go to prison with you. I'll die with you. What did Peter do? Man, Peter did what I would do. Starts getting stinky. I'm moving out of the way. I'm going to hide. I'll be over here, God. Jesus is fine. He's a big boy. He'll get out of this mess. He doesn't really need me. Jesus told Peter 3 times, you will deny me. I love this part of the story, and I've said here many times, the most powerful place in the Holy Land when we went there was that place on the beach where Jesus was sitting by the fire cooking fish after his resurrection, and the guys are out fishing because they didn't know what else to do with themselves. And Jesus invited them to shore. And 3 times, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? You remember that story, right? But that 3 times of asking Peter was the 3 times Peter denied him. Jesus said, Peter, you messed this up 3 times. So I'm going to ask you 3 times, do you love me? And what was Peter's response? Of course I love you. By the 3rd time, he was getting upset with Jesus. Jesus says, I know you're weak. I know your mistakes. I know what you're made of. And then the part I really loved is Jesus didn't give up on him. Jesus hung in there with him. And Peter went on to be a cornerstone of the church, didn't he? He became the man. He didn't look so good in the beginning. He made mistakes. He owned up to those mistakes. Paul says in this scripture, I want to do good. I don't want to do what's wrong, but I do it anyway. Can anyone relate to that besides me? I don't know why. Because I think I'm a good person. I like people. feel like helping. I can veer off the path so easy. See those three sitting over there? They need my help. Well, you know what? I better check this car out. I'm going to go over here and look at this stuff because I see that they could use my help. But you know what? They're on their own. They look like they're strong people. And by the way, they got each other. What do they need me for? It's easy to veer off our path. Now, I don't know what it is about ministry, but God slaps me back in line pretty quick when that happens. Because I'm convicted almost immediately of my mistakes. And I do my best to correct them. Not always am I successful. But the thing about mistakes, what do we learn from our mistakes? Now, if you're a pilot or a surgeon or someone whose lives hang in the balance, a mistake can be pretty costly, can it? A lot of you have had surgery, going to have surgery. Have you gone to your surgeon and he says, well, I think I'm going to do this. I hope it works out okay. There's a little something over here, but I'm going to go in from this side. We're going to go at it from the other side. We're going to do brain surgery through your feet. Are you confident in this surgeon? I love Foster Brooks when he'd get on an airplane, he'd go up to the cockpit, and the pilot comes on and tells you good morning, and Foster Brooks, have you seen this? This is beautiful. He gets on in his drunken drawl and says, welcome to the flight. I'm going to be flying your plane today. And the people start getting a little nervous. You remember that? That's awesome. How many people got off? They said, wait a minute, you have to use your restroom on the back in a minute. Get off. But we need to learn from our mistakes. Mistakes can be some of the most important things that happen to us. Can you believe that? What's good about a mistake? You know Thomas Edison, the guy that invented the light bulb? 10,000 tries, it says in my reading, that it took him to invent the light bulb. A reporter went to him one time and he said, well, what does it feel like to fail 10,000 times? He says, I haven't failed. I've learned 10,000 ways to not invent a light bulb. Now that's a good attitude. If we don't learn from our mistakes, there again, God's work in our life has been for nothing. Does God like to see us make mistakes? No. But God says, Peter, you're going to make a mistake, and I'm going to be here for you. I'm going to walk this journey with you. Mistakes can be some of the most important things that happen to us. Mistakes lead us to discovery. Do you know post-it notes were a mistake? I use 100,000 post-it notes a year. They're making a lot of money off of us. And it was a mistake. Teflon was a mistake. The discovery of America was a mistake. They weren't looking for America. But folks, there's a time we move on from our mistakes. Do you know people? I'm not going to say, are you one of those people? Do you know people that continue to make the same mistake over and over and over? You've heard me speak of my family from this pulpit. My two nephews, both in their getting in their late 40s now, they have both thrown their lives away because of drugs. Because of heroin. They've made a lot of mistakes. In a lot of ways, their family has given up on them. They keep making the same mistake over and over and over again. One of my nephews has said, well, they've saved my life 6 or 8 times with this Narcan. He's okay if he dies. He is willing to take his mistake to the grave. Is God still standing there waiting for him to wake up? Absolutely he is. This last episode we had with, well, not this last episode, but the one before, where my nephew's wife died from a drug overdose. Remember that story I told you? We had a funeral right here. Michael begged me for help. And I did all for him that I thought I could. He might be a little better, but he's not well. Jesus knows we're going to fail. The Last Supper, Jesus told Peter that Satan would sift the disciples like wheat. Even the disciples weren't going to make it through without making mistakes. But you know what's good for us and good for those we love? God is in the restoration business.
Amen.
You like those restoration shows on HGTV now? For a while, I've become addicted to them. You mean even these people can fix up a house? God is in the restoration business. God is putting us back together again. God is taking almost middle-aged men that have been broken their whole life and putting them back together. God is putting us back together again. But what has to happen is we've got to listen. We've got to listen to God. When Jesus came back from the dead, he sought Peter out. He invited him to the beach for breakfast. God has the breakfast table set for you. It's never too late. It's never too late for our loved ones to find Jesus. Jesus tells us, don't let our failures stop us. Failures are debilitating, aren't they? And they can compound themselves. We fail. We think we can never go on again. We can never be forgiven. You know how many people come to me and say, I can never be forgiven for what I've done? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. God is in the restoration business. Folks, it's time to move on. It's time to move forward and to do the mighty things that God has called us to do. Our past mistakes are our tormentors. We need to leave them in the past. We need to move forward. We need to learn from our mistakes. If we don't learn from our mistakes, we're destined to repeat them. I'm a history buff, and in some of the readings years ago I did said, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. I tell you what, we're living that out, aren't we?
Yeah.
We are living that out. We can read the Bible, we can go back in history and see all the failures, the mistakes people have made and say, boy, they must have been a real simpleton people. And here we are doing the same thing today. Culture, as a society, as a world. We can't live in the if-onlys. If only I'd have done that. So Some of our mistakes are silly mistakes. But silly mistakes can lead to big mistakes. Big mistakes can lead to even bigger mistakes. If you're a pilot in an airplane or a surgeon, big mistakes aren't allowed. God allows us to make mistakes. Jesus told his people, if you believe in me, you are truly my disciples. If you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Folks, we've got to turn to the truth. Jesus was talking about freedom from sin. I know most of you now, and you're not terrible sinners. You don't leave church every Sunday saying you're going to go murder someone, rob a liquor store, are you? But our sin gets us in trouble. We fail because of our sin. We fail because of circumstances we allow ourselves to be put into. Hebrews 10:38 says, my righteous ones will live by faith. People of God should be living for everything to be lined up perfectly. You ever told yourself that? Boy, when I'm in better shape, I'm going to do this. Or when I'm better financially, I'm going to take care of that. How's that working out for you? We should be saying, I can serve God. Even if I make mistakes. We can't say, well, I can't serve God. I might make a mistake. God knows that. God says, go for it. And we'll straighten it out in the end. You know, that's what I love about God. God says, go for it. Don't intentionally make mistakes and mess up. But if you do, pick yourself up and move on. Don't live in your mistake. Live in faith. Live by faith, and God will see you through. Amen. 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 Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for these words today from Paul. We do the things we do not want to do. We know better than we still do. But Father, today, we're turning the corner on our mistakes. We're recognizing them. We're acknowledging them. We're learning from them. Father, today I pray that we would move forward out of our whoops and our, oh, that didn't go so well, to a mindset of our faith will see us through. Faith will bring us joy. So, Father, I pray this blessing upon each one of us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn, Blessed Assurance. Receive this benediction. Father God, as we leave this place, we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray we move on from our mistakes. We learn our lessons well, and never let us be doomed to keep repeating them. Father, keep us strong in our faith, strong in our walk with you, strong in our trust that you are never going to forsake us. We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.